Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Dennis Jaffe is here. He's trying to restore some order to our what we're doing here. Dr. Dennis Jaffe, the author of Borrowed from Our Grandchildren, The Evolution of 100-Year Family Enterprises. Dennis, thanks again for being here. You got a website you want to send us to?
DennisJaffe.com.
Just like it sounds, J-A-F-F-E. So check it out, folks. The book's right. Available wherever books are sold. Brand new book from Wiley. Dennis, one of the things I'm going to be interested to see, and I haven't gotten all the way through your book yet, so maybe it's in there, but one of the things I'm going to be interested to see, and I'm going to project it maybe in 5 or 10 years, you'll do some research on how the millennial generation took their role, assumed their role in these multi-generational global family businesses, how different that generation was in stepping up from the baby boomer generation. What do you think? Do you have any insight into that already?
Yeah, well, in the book, we interviewed young and old family members from 100 different families, and a lot of them were millennials or a little bit older than millennials, but we found an interesting thing. One is, we asked all the families, how did change happen? How did you have major changes? And more than 60% of them said, well, the big changes in our business came from the younger generation.
Yeah.
And they weren't formally board members, and they sometimes just were working outside, but they brought new ideas and new energy. And so if the family just spends their time, the older generation, talking with their advisors and non-family members and doesn't listen to the next generation, they're losing an important resource.
Well, and I see that, and I believe that. My one thing, though, that I do point out is that sometimes the millennial generation is not as – they don't value the perspective and the history as much as they should. And I've had these conversations with them, and they admit it. They admit it to me. And I think that's a mistake. When they bring their ideas, which are critical to a new organization, they should also realize that those ideas can flourish while still maintaining respect for what the shoulders you stand on. What do you think?
Well, that's the essential sauce of a 100-year business is what I call the generative alliance. And there are three groups in the family that have to work together. The elders have the power. They have a lot of wisdom.
And the money.
They don't know the electronic world. They don't know. So and the elders work with the non-family advisors and their people that have been there long-term people around them. But then the third group in this generative alliance is the younger generation. And they don't have formal power, but they're the future. And it's their energy and their leadership that's going to do it. So the family that's effective over 100 years is an alliance between the elders, the professional advisors, and the next generation family members, sharing ideas, collaborating, working together, and listening to the next generation, but saying, "Hey, let's work on this. Let's think about it."
Dennis, I want to change subjects as we wrap up our visit and talk about one thing.
Okay, great.
What are you finding when you talk to these people who've been around a long time? They got more money than God. They're global companies. They're functioning on all 8 cylinders. Are you finding general happiness? Are these happy people? Are they people anybody would want to hang out with? What do you think? What's the level of happiness inside these organizations?
Well, it's high because the next generation is not just cashing paychecks and doing what they want. The next generation has been invited into the family, and what makes them happy is not that they have lots of money, which goes without saying, but that they use it in ways that are productive. So the second, third generation are happy, but they're happy because they've done something philanthropic. They've done something to help the world. They've done meaningful work. Some of them are artists. Some of them are business people starting their own businesses. And they find a meaningful role with the money and the wealth that they have. They find a way to serve other people. And so their happiness comes from their ability to do something wonderful with the money, not just because they have money.
And that's something I predict you'll continue to report on, is more true of this new generation than any in the past. Hey, Dennis, I got to wrap it up. The book is called Borrowed from Your Grandchildren. It's new by Dennis T. Jaffe. Dennis, will you come back soon?
I will indeed, Jim.
Enjoyed having you on the show. Dennis Jaffe, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find him online. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to believe in yourself as we believe in each other.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.